We're now joined by Tom Doyle. Tom, your return to Bradford ends in defeat, but there was a lot to be proud about in that performance.
Yeah, definitely. I think boys went well in certain parts. We lost it a bit start second half, but showed glimpses of, you know, working hard and effort areas and stuff. A lot of it's just like execution, you know, stuff like that, which is going to happen, but go from there, I suppose.
Certainly a strong first half, and then obviously Kurt's just said it fell apart a little bit early on in that second half.
Yeah, that's pretty much it really. I thought it went really well first half. Thought we were putting pressure on them, they came up with some errors, and we got a bit of joy out back of that. But yeah, you start second half, and when teams like that, the, you know, world champions as they are, you know, they're gonna capitalise on your errors and slow starts.
It's been spoken during the week it might be just one game and done. Would you like to be potentially running out at Oddsall again against Warrington on Saturday?
Yeah, it's just one of them for me. I'm just happy to be back from the injuries that I've had, and any game time's important really for me at this moment in time. So I've not put all my eggs in one basket in that sense. So I just have to see how it goes, and whatever decision gets made, you know, I'm going to work hard or play hard for whatever team and go down that line with it.
I think that's the key point to make. You've come to Bradford to get game time at a good competitive level.
Yeah, that's it. Obviously, this is the highest level over here, and just need more game time under my belt at this level. There's some very good teams out there that are in the vital stage of their season to either fight for top six or whatever that may be. And, you know, Bradford have got a tough run coming up, and obviously hopefully I can throw a few wins in there.
You're one of five homegrown players out there on the field, Alfie Leake on his debut. What did that feel like to be part of a special moment for him?
Yeah, it's good. I think when anyone gets the Super League debut, it's always a special moment. Like I say, obviously I don't know the lad much, but you know, if it's all to go by from being a young rugby player, you know, you want to play Super League and you want to have a good long career out of it and stay fit and healthy. And I hope he does. He went well tonight and did some strong carries and some good offloads, and hope he just cracks on from there.
It's a question you've probably been asked by many supporters of Bradford Wakefield, but you're out of contract at the end of the year. Is there any news or any potential destination you might be going?
No, there's no news, and like I say, it's just important for me to come out of these games unscathed and get these minutes under my belt and go from there. Like I say, it's just a case of getting my head down, working hard, and what will come of something will come, and at that time I'll have to make that decision, but notes are go as yet.
And just finally, Tom, Kurt mentioned during the week it was like the good old times for you, you know, getting a high five from Sam Hallis and a hug from Ethan Ryan. Yes. What was it like being back at Tong?
Yeah, not much has changed really. Apart from there's a ping pong table and a coffee machine there, to be honest. But no, it was good to see some old faces. Obviously, there are a few boys that I played with here 4 years ago now, I think it was. Sam, Eben, before then there's Eve, you know, stuff like that. And just general catch-up, talking rubbish about whatever, you know, and stuff like that. So, yeah, it was good.
Tom, I'll let you get on the coach back to Bradford. If you are there at Oddsall against Warrington, all the best.
Yeah, thank you, mate.
Cheers, thank you.
This is West Yorkshire Rugby League Radio with Mick the Game Caller Gledhill.